Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show. And today's show is called How Do Rodents Interact with Other Urban Wildlife in Seattle, such as raccoons or squirrels? You know, while most of us are tucked away in our cozy beds, there's a fascinating turf war happening right outside our windows. Seattle's urban wildlife, our rats, raccoons, and squirrels, are engaged in a nightly dance of territory and survival that would put any reality TV show to shame. Here's what's really interesting. These critters have worked out a pretty sophisticated real estate arrangement in our city. Think of Seattle as a wildlife high-rise. The rats are your basement dwellers, sticking to the foundations and underground infrastructure. They're basically running the subway system of Seattle's wildlife world. Meanwhile, our squirrels are living the penthouse life up in the trees and along the power lines, rarely bothering to come down to rat territory. Now, enter the raccoons, nature's own pest control service. These masked bandits are like the night shift security guards of our urban ecosystem. They're actually helping keep rat populations in check by hunting them during their nocturnal patrols, while generally leaving the squirrels alone. It's a natural balance that's developed right here in our urban jungle. The most fascinating part is how these animals have figured out their dining schedules. It's like they've all agreed on different reservation times at Seattle's all-you-can-eat buffet. Rats grab their midnight snacks, squirrels do lunch in broad daylight, and raccoons prefer their meals at dawn and dusk. It's nature's way of avoiding awkward encounters at the dinner table. Let me share something cool that happened at Green Lake Park last year. Wildlife researchers watched a family of raccoons that had basically turned their nightly trash bin raids into a precise military operation. These clever raccoons were so consistent with their timing that the local rat population had to completely reschedule their dinner plans. Talk about forcing a lifestyle change. Here's the takeaway for all of us. If you want to help maintain this delicate balance in our urban ecosystem, focus on securing your outdoor food sources and trash bins at night. It's like being a good host at nature's party. You're helping everyone stick to their designated social hours and keeping the peace in Seattle's wildlife community. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.